We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, final segment back here at McAllister's Deli. It is Monday night with the Red and White talking Ball State men's basketball. A couple of home games, their first in 16 days, coming up tomorrow night and Saturday over on Work and Blake FM. At McAllister's Deli, students get 10% off and a free cookie when they show their student ID here in Muncie. We continue to talk with some of the Ball State players. Teme Swokas joins us now. The damnedest thing, the first European player in Ball State men's basketball history, which is crazy considering that the women's team has like nine of them every year for the last couple of years, including the best one in program history. Teemu, did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Thanks for coming by, man. How are you?
Thanks for inviting me. I'm good. Just get out of practice and... Actually, I wasn't prepared for this. But
that's true. I did ambush you on the way out of the gym.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm not used to anything like this, so this is new for me, and I'm looking forward for it.
You said before we started, you said you were a little nervous because this is not your native language. We could do it in Finnish, but it would go very poorly for me.
Yeah, I can understand that, but I will do my best. So
you speak how many?
I mean, I speak English, Finnish, a little bit of Spanish, and Swedish. But, like, I would say I can only, I can have a conversation in English and Finnish. Not Spanish or Swedish.
So. I mean, I can have a conversation in English, so I'll take the L on that one. Point to you. What's it like immersing yourself in a foreign country where... people are speaking a natural language 24/7.
I mean, I've been learning a lot after I came here from Finland, and like the culture is a different, like whole different one, and I just need to get comfortable with everything, and like I said, everything is new. I need to learn everything like fast, and when it comes to basketball, it's like I need to learn the new things. I need to learn the same things that I knew already, but in different language, which made it a little hard at first. But I think it's getting better.
How are you doing now? Like, how do you feel? Has everything slowed down for you? Does it start to make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, I would say so, because like my teammates has helped me a lot, and the coaches, everyone has helped me a lot, and they understand like I come from a different place, and like this situation for me, it's a whole different situation a player who comes from here. So, but yeah, everyone been helping me a lot. So that really makes it easier to learn new things and just everything.
What's exciting about this? Like, I can only imagine picking up, moving to a different country, taking on a challenge like this. You didn't get the chance to visit because of the climate of the pandemic. What was exciting about this opportunity for you when you embarked on it back in the fall?
I mean, everything. Just moving to a new country and to come here to play basketball. That's like a huge thing in here. And so I knew that the competition is really, really good in here. So, and that's like coming here has been my dream like a long time, like way back, probably like six years ago when I came here at first, actually to a basketball tournament. And I think that was like the turning point when I realized, man, I want to come back here to play college basketball. And
tell me about that. Where'd you go 6 years ago?
We went to Kansas City. So it was like it was just a tournament. I don't know like what kind of tournament. I just went there and to play. But it was a nice experience. And I mean, yeah, it was pretty nice experience for a 13-year-old kid from Finland. So, and actually we stayed with the local families.
Cool.
So there were many new things for me, and I just liked it a lot. Obviously, I didn't speak English that well back then, so it was a little hard, but it was a really nice experience.
I always love asking the international players this from various different sports. What did you think America was like being from Finland? Like, what are... When you look at it, what was your perception of what you were going into, and how does America compare to what you imagined now that you're here?
I mean, I think that I know a lot about America, but like I think I thought that like before I came here, but now I'm here, I know I don't know much.
What'd you learn?
I mean, like I said, the culture,
yeah,
like how everyone behaves, and just like, I mean, I would say like every day I find something new that I notice that, okay, they're doing this differently, so I just need to adjust it to it, and yeah, I would say so. I think that's everything I got.
What struck you most? Like what most surprised you that was different than what you expected?
I mean, like I would say like Finnish people are really shy and they don't like talk to each other a lot. If you like, no one ever talks to a person that they don't know,
right?
Or that's really unusual. So like here when I'm just walking like let's say I'm walking to practice and someone comes to me and say, hey, what's up, and we might just start talking, and that's like a new thing for me. And I think that's pretty nice, because like that's actually why I have made some friends here, because like I think everyone is just so open and like ready to talk to you, and I think that's pretty fun.
that's awesome. That's cool for you, and it's a chance to expand your horizons beyond just your teammates as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are your basketball idols or icons? Who did you look up to as a kid in Finland?
There were a few Finnish basketball players. I would say you guys don't know them, but I would say my biggest idol is Damian Lillard. I really like how he plays the game, and I'm trying to like get something out of it. Like I'm watching his highlights and when he plays, and I'm trying to think like, how can I be like him?
What do you take away? Like, what do you like about what he does?
I mean, his shooting, his decision making, and he's just so overall so good player. And I would say his mentality is like the most I would say that's the biggest thing that I admire about him. like his work ethic and what he does for the community. And I think he's just a really good person, like outside of basketball too. And I would say that's the main reason why he's my idol.
Tami Suokas joining us, Ball State freshman from Helsinki, Finland. I only have a couple more minutes here, so I say that I don't want to. If I have to cut you off when we hit the end here, you came from the Army too. So this is a much different lifestyle now than what it was like for you immediately before you came over to the States. What was life like in the military for you in Finland?
I would say it was pretty hard because, like, I mean, I'm a hard worker, but, like, I just like to, like, I would say I would like to work on basketball because I really like it. But when I have to do something else that I don't even like and, like, wake up at 6 a.m.,
What was your job in the military?
I mean, I was kind of like a scout, but they just, like, we were practicing, like, just the basic things, and but so I have to say I don't really even know
was
what
not
I
for
was
you. Yeah,
so but yeah, I went there for 4 months, I think, and usually you are there like a longer time than that, so I got out pretty early.
Everybody has to do it in Finland.
Yeah it's mandatory in Finland.
And obviously not something you wanted to want. Once you got your taste of it, you were like, you know what? Basketball sounds like my thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you learn anything about yourself being in the military, though?
I did, actually, a lot. Like, I would say I learned something about myself every day because, like, sometimes the things that we did, they were really hard. And I just had to... like go through it, and I didn't like to do it, but like after that it felt great, and I think that has helped me to like to practice more. Like sometimes I stay to shoot after practice when I feel tired, but I still stay there
to push through.
Yeah, just to push through it.
Tim, I appreciate you coming by, man. I know this was new for you, yeah. So I appreciate you taking on the new challenge, and looking forward to watching you grow here in Muncie.
Yeah, thank you.